30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, everybody?
It's a beautiful Thursday night here in North America, right? Or, as this program goes, all across the world, man. That's where we are, all across the world, this program. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. We're super excited to have you joining us tonight. We got a great program lined up, man. We're going to take a little turn from what we normally do on the show tonight. And listen, it all stems from, talking Marvel and talking comics and talking comic book movies. And apparently every chef on the planet is super into it. So we listened. And you know what we did? We went and got an expert to come join us tonight, man. So we're super looking forward to that. And not only that, you got to have an intro, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, the Forking Chef, a.k.a. Jeffy, is with us in the building. Jeffy, good evening, man. What's happening? Back in the building, dropping those panties, right? No? Is that? No, maybe not. dude, we got a fun show tonight, man. I'm looking forward to it. You and I both. Well, I tell you, it's one of the things that originally me and our second co-host tonight have bonded over for years when it comes to this sort of stuff. I've got the one, the only, Castle Grayskull himself, Chef Dan Monroe, joining us in the building tonight. That's right, a.k.a. the Green Beret, the Hitman, Big Dan. Dan, what's up, brother? That's it, right? That's it. I love it. Well, dude, you're even, like, you got tattoos of shit on you, right? Did you say Deadpool making tortillas? I didn't know that.
Hey, Brandon, he's flipping a tortilla.
Jesus.
Quesadilla, whatever. I love comics. You know, I remember it reminds me of, you know, just being a kid again in that time when you just go in your room and you disappear into that comic. And, you know, when you were feeling down or you're feeling out, you knew you could see them heroes, and it made you feel good.
Yo, comics taught me to read, to be honest with you. I wasn't into reading books whatsoever, but I would read comics all night long.
Absolutely.
What's funny, Jeff?
Maybe that. Comic books taught me how to read.
Damn right they did.
I just picture you as a child, like, with no supervision and just, like, a pile of comic books.
That's
comic books and cookbooks.
That's pretty true, actually. I wouldn't even do a cookbook. It was comic books, man. Let's see, Jeff, what was your comic of choice as a kid? Like, what was your main go-to?
Oh, man. I had a few, actually. I was really into Spider-Man. I was really into the Hulk. I got into Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer for a little while. All the X-Men. I mean, I've followed the X-Men forever. I've always loved Wolverine and all those guys.
What about you, Dan?
And then when I got older,
go ahead.
Pitt. No, I was saying when I got older, I got into like Image Comics and some of the other comics, and
a little Spawn,
got into
right?
Some of those characters. Yep, Spawn and Pitt and some of those other characters, which nice. I really got it.
Pitt was my dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I was all Marvel, man. I was a giant Spider-Man fan. I had Spectacular Web, amazing. I had the new one, the Todd McFarlane one when it came out was just Spider-Man. I was all in. I was also a giant Avengers fan, dude. I was West Coast Avengers, Great Lakes Avengers, all the Avengers.
Great Lakes Avengers. I love it. I remember when it was all those two. Yep. Alpha and all those other characters. And
Yeah. Alpha Omega.
That big orange. Yeah, Alpha, yeah, the big orange dude.
So I think it's interesting, man, when you look at from a culinary standpoint, from a food standpoint, how many chefs and cooks have the same story that we do, growing up reading comic books. I mean, we've seen it here on this program itself, even having folks like Chad Minton on, who is just a big shout-out to Chad. What up, brother? Just, you know, growing up on comic books, it's always kind of been a thing, I think, especially for people in the kitchen, because I don't know, man, it's just... Maybe it was an escape. Maybe it was, who knows? Because I've always said what we do is a broken band of pirates. But when you have these stories that almost kind of shape you, literally, I think a lot of these Spider-Man comics and things like that shaped me into the man that I am today. It helped me, you know, I didn't have a father growing up. Like, it helped me kind of understand responsibility, helped me understand compassion, helped me understand just being, how to be a human in the world to people, as opposed to being like a recluse and not very kind.
Yeah, 100% on that, because that's, yeah. The comics taught me a lot. They made me, I feel the same way. Like, the strength that I, Captain America was my dude. I had it coming to my house every month. And I don't know, I just wanted that strength, that power to overcome. And it was more than just the strength that he had as a hero. It was his heart. That's why the first Captain America movie, when he jumps on that grenade, like, that's that heart that
that's
you're looking for.
Yo, yeah, that's if you're a Captain America fan, that's a moment. Like, I was like, that's what's up. That's fucking awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And here's the thing. Yeah. Captain America is not the strongest character in the Marvel Universe by anything. Like, there's
no
at all. But they all follow him. They'll all do. I mean, they are the Cap's in charge, no matter what, right?
He raises morale. He brings out the best in all the other characters.
No doubt about it. Well, as we get closer and we inch closer and closer to Endgame, that I'm super excited about. I think we've all seen Captain Marvel already. I think Captain Marvel definitely set the tone for Endgame, and I want to ask Joe about that a little bit when we bring him on here in a second. But you guys
think we can see it in Mexico? You think we can watch it? Because we're going to be in Mexico when it opens. Have to go see it in Spanish.
And we
got to have it in English.
I know. We got to talk about that a little bit. We got to talk about Mexico a little bit, too, because I told him we would. But the problem is, dude, I can't. Like, I can't go see it without the family. My kids are all in now.
Yes. Bro, I'm so happy to hear that.
Right? I watched it more than once.
I mean, it's been a thing. I could never get them to go. Like, I went and saw Age of Ultron by myself. I went and saw Infinity War by myself. Dan and I saw Black Panther together, Ant-Man together. But the family's all in after Captain Marvel, so I'm excited about that. And Jeff, you saw Captain Marvel, right? What'd you think?
Yeah, I loved it. And I took my whole family, too. They're all excited to see Endgame. Like I said, I'll watch it several times. I'm like that.
Several times.
Yeah, and Dan, obviously you saw it. What'd you think of Captain Marvel? I think they hit it on the head for the character.
The hard thing for me to swallow was the Marvel thing. I'm hoping that they dive into that more, because Captain Marvel is a huge, huge character in the very beginning of Marvel. So for them to not... I mean, he's a huge character. So there has to be more to it than just that, I hope. Well, other than that, the movie itself was incredible.
You know, it'll be fun, too, to talk to Joe and see what he's heard, too, with the Sony-Disney merger. And I might be running a little deep here, but to find out with the X-Men coming and Rogue, do we finally get to see super strong Rogue that can fly because she meets Captain Marvel? Do we finally get to see that? I don't know. How dope would that be?
Yeah, there's so many things that can happen now.
Dude, so many things that can happen. Here's what we should do. We should stop running our mouths. But first, I do have to do this. We're lucky enough. Cuisines of the Sun is coming up in April. Jeff, how excited? We get to go this year. How excited for Mexico?
Oh, my God. Fabuloso. Super excited. Boy Grande excited.
I cannot wait. I am super excited. It's going to be off the charts. Myself, Chef Michelle Ragusas, Chef Penny DeVitti. I mean, literally, it's a who's who in the world of chefs. We're going to be there. We're doing a dinner. We're doing a chops challenge in front of the crowd. We're doing a big barbecue. The demo. I mean, literally, it's going to be amazing.
Who's the king of the demo?
Yeah. Who is the king of the demo? I'm excited about it, man. I can't wait for it. I'm excited to be there. We're actually going to have Penny DeVitti on here, I think, pretty soon. To talk about that. That's happening April 23rd to the 27th at the, what's the resort called? I can never say it. I'm so bad.
Riviera Nariat.
Nariat or something like that, right?
Riviera Nariat.
Yeah.
It's the Villa Estancia.
Nuevo Vallarta, right?
Villa La Estancia, April 22nd to 27th. Got to come check
it out. You guys are killing it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Anyway, it's going to be exciting. We're going. Jeff's going to be there with me. We're making some great food. Take a trip. Come on down to Mexico and join us in April.
Come on.
I can't
That's
wait.
The mouth flavor. Great. Come on. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Look, I'll come Saturday, but I'm not coming Friday.
All right, skip Friday then. Friday's for suckers. Listen, we're going to come back here. We'll do some more. We'll do the rest of the reads at the end of the show. All right, Jeff, is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to get on to jokes. I'm excited about it. Let's play a quick spot.
Yeah, please.
Let's get our brains together, get all of our questions in a line and our ducks in a row. Let's play a quick spot, and we'll be right back right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. We'll see you in a second.
Hi, I'm Jocko Golden, award-winning chef, celebrity janitor, and creator of the Weight Mop.
Weight Mop.
What is a weight mop? Well, a weight mop is your standard mop.
Weight mop.
Reimagined and revolutionarily designed by yours truly to keep your house clean and your body mean.
Weight mop.
With our patented sliding three-plate system, coming in three sizes, 4, 8, and 147, they're stackable and interchangeable, so you can get that workout in regardless of your fitness level.
Weight mop.
It's simple to use. Just lock in the plate and mop yourself back to sexy.
Chef Hans here. So tired of curly man in your dish pit? By weight mop. And voila! Now you have strong curly man.
Weight mop.
Hey, how you doing? Jimmy Capello here. My wife was complaining she never got time for the gym. I saw the weight mop. I thought two birds with one stone, right? Hey, and now she looks out of this world.
Weight mop.
Yeah, my husband got this really heavy mop. What's a celebrity janitor?
Weight mop.
Weight mop.
Cause you got a weak shoulder.
Weight mop.
Cause you need to feel bolder.
Weight mop.
Jocko's creation.
Weight mop.
Mop across the nation.
Weight mop.
We're against segregation.
Weight mop.
Call now. 1-800-WAIT-MOP. That's 1-800-WAITMOP.
A Sizzle Plate product.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago. I fought my way out of that cave. Became Iron Man. Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
I saw all these people die. I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
We will. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. That's simple, gentlemen.
It takes.
Whatever it takes.
I don't know what happened to your voice there. I don't know how you couldn't be pumped up after hearing that, man.
Yes,
that trailer
so pumped
took me
up
to the next level. And it's a great way to introduce our guest at this time. He is the host, one of the main hosts of That Hashtag Show. You can find him on YouTube twice a week. You can find him at That Hashtag Joe on all social platforms. He is the man, the myth, the legend. We go way back. The one, the only, Mr. Joe Dackelmeyer. Hashtag Joe. What's up, brother? How are you?
What's up, man? Whatever it takes.
Yeah. I tell you, boys. I told you guys, Joe will catch on. He'll do it.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's so great to hear your voice, man. It's been a long time. How you been?
Good, good, good. It's been very busy. We're starting to get into convention season, so all of you geeks out there know all about it. I went to New York Comic Con last year, so that's a great venue. But WonderCon is going to be this weekend in Anaheim, and then we move right into San Diego Comic Con coming up in a couple months.
That's a big one, too. Do you think we'll get any good Marvel announcements at that one?
Well, I think the big Marvel announcements are going to come at D23 this year, which is Disney's own convention. But we will get Marvel presence and in San Diego Comic Con.
Man, I hope we get something because they haven't really officially like said anything about new projects, and I'm excited to hear what the plan's going to be.
Well, we know that the Eternals is up next, along with obviously Spider-Man, Far From Home, Black Panther 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah. You know, the Eternals, Dan, I mean, listen, we're jumping right into it here, but the Eternals, I'm not that familiar with. Dan, are you?
Not really, no. I've heard of them. I've seen them come and go, but I've never really, like, got into them.
Yeah, Joe, why do you think we're doing the Eternals? That seems really random.
Well, I think, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but first of all, somebody that's in talks for one of the lead female roles is Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. I think this is going to really spark off the beginning of the Marvel Universe, and it's going to tie into present day. So I know that the character Icarus is going to be a huge part of this, along with his love interest, and we're going to get to see all the Eternals. But I think this is also going to tie into Thanos and possibly even the spark of mutants.
Really?
We'll get into later, I'm sure.
Do you think we'll get Star Fox? Star Fox is always one of my favorites, man.
Star Fox will be in the movie, yes, and that is Thanos' brother.
Oh, yeah, he is Thanos' brother. I always wanted Star Fox.
And Eros?
Yeah.
What about Eros?
That's Star Fox.
From what I'm told, that most of all of the Eternals from the Jack Kirby era are going to be in it.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I always wanted
Star Fox. So this could almost be like a Thanos prequel.
Well, it could be. It definitely could be. And I did talk to Kevin Feige when we were doing the press stuff for Captain Marvel. I asked him, is Eternals going to take place before like the beginning of Earth? Or is it going to take place more in modern day? And he said, yes, it's going to take place during both periods.
That's not very helpful, is it?
It wasn't very helpful.
That's how they roll. Yes.
Hey, let me ask you this, man.
Yeah,
so, Captain Marvel obviously came in. I mean, what's amazing to see is how Marvel has taken these characters that would almost, in my world, be secondary type characters, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain Marvel, and even Black Panther, and have made massive movies out of them, making them massive characters. I mean, how do you feel about that, Joe? Is Captain Marvel like a secondary character that's now being kind of, mainstreamed, or is she always been mainstream?
I've always been a fan of Carol Danvers ever since Rogue stole her powers in the X-Men run.
Yeah.
But I've always been a fan of hers. I'm actually a little bit more surprised that they did Guardians of the Galaxy before Captain Marvel, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was such a left field. I mean, who comes to a pitch meeting and says, you know what, we got a talking tree, or a tree and a talking raccoon, and that's what we're going to go with. And that's a bold thing to do. So I feel like at this point now, Marvel can almost put out any movie,
right,
and people are going to watch it.
Dan, what do you think, man? I mean, Captain Marvel to me was always secondary. What about you?
Yeah, no. And that Black Panther comment, like, no, bro. Black Panther's like top echelon. Black Panther for me is like top five. But Guardians of the Galaxy, I agree. I have their number one comic. I had a few of their comics, but that was before. That was when the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I had, all those guys. The Guardians of the Galaxy, though, was really a second thought. Captain Marvel, though, just like with Marvel, Captain Marvel came up. She was huge. Like, she came out. She was, like, that big female character, that I thought was, like, standing alone above everybody else. So I wasn't surprised. I would like to see more of that. Like, I'm kind of excited to see where they go with the Eternals and stuff with characters like that.
Man. And, Jeff, you saw Captain Marvel, man. What a great movie.
I loved it. I thought it was really fun. Really fun. A lot of cool stuff going on there. She nailed the character, too.
I think she nailed it perfectly. And, Joe, it's kind of one of the things I've talked a lot about with people when it comes to these characters, about how growing up in comic books, to me, I mean, we're, as a nation, as a whole, oh, it's a female superhero, female-led superhero movie. It's doing so great. We need more of that stuff. I guess in my world, though, from reading comics my entire life, I never even thought about it like that. Like, it's just, that's Captain Marvel. Like,
you know, it's funny. It's funny that you say that. No, I completely agree with you. I think the cool thing about what Captain Marvel did in that movie was it was a strong female character, and I do think there needs to be more representation about that. However, with that being said, one cool thing that they did was that her whole relationship wasn't a romantic one. It was based on a friendship.
Right.
And it showed that you don't need a dude in her life to make her a strong female. She wasn't a damsel in distress by any means of the imagination. And speaking of women characters, if you really think about it, I'm a huge X-Men fan.
Yeah.
The strongest characters in the X-Men universe are the female characters.
Right. All female.
Definitely.
No doubt about it. You know, my wife pointed something out to me here, Dan. I'm going to get both you guys, get everybody's opinion on this. That when I was watching Captain Marvel, I thought was really interesting. She was saying, you know, it's funny how, as she says, as a woman, everyone's always telling you to control your emotions, you're too emotional and all that crap, where in the movie that turned out to kind of be her strength, her emotions, which was a kind of an interesting twist that I didn't really catch on to. It took, my wife had to point it out. Did you guys catch that at all, Joe?
No, I didn't. That's a great observation.
I mean, isn't that kind of cool if you think about it? Like, what happens? She really kind of becomes Captain Marvel when she lets go of all that, trying to hold everything back, which I thought was really cool. My wife was very smart there. I was like, that's awesome.
The perfect point to that was when he's talking and mid-sentence, she just blasts his ass across the field like, no, I'm taking control of who I am. Right. I don't care what you say anymore. I'm who I am. I don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah, just a fucking great movie, man. I really loved it. We gotta jump right into the Avengers, Joe, because, and the fun thing about Joe, you guys, and his hard life that he has out in L.A., Joe has a hard out tonight because he has to, tell him what you're doing, Joe. I'm jealous.
I am screening Dark Phoenix because I'm interviewing the cast tomorrow.
Come on, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's not hard bad, life. Brother.
I can't complain.
That's not bad. Now, is it just you, or do you get to go with some of the guys from your show?
No, I mean, I'm bringing my girlfriend with me, actually. But then the interviews tomorrow are going to be, we have our own media room, so they're going to be, yeah, it's a good move, right? That's solid. A winner right there.
Solid move. Total solid. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're expecting a nice shout out in some of these interviews.
100%.
You know.
100%. Hey, by the way, before you move on to Avengers, I think there's an Easter egg I picked up in Captain Marvel that I think will play out later.
Really? What is it?
So, do you remember Talos' son, the kid Skrull that was talking to Lashana Lynch's daughter, who was Monica Rambeau, who ends up becoming Spectre,
right?
Another Captain Marvel. Uh-huh. I think that Skrull is actually going to end up being Hulkling,
really?
And that's going to be starting the formation of the Young Avengers. Because if you look at the Avengers trailer, you can obviously see Hawkeye's training a young lady with a bow and arrow, and that being Kate Bishop, assuming. And then we also know that Stature, who is Ant-Man's daughter, is going to have a more prominent role. She's older as well. So I think we're already starting to see the formation of the Young Avengers right before our eyes, right under our noses.
Man, that's pretty... Dan, did you catch that?
Yeah, and I think Homegirl's daughter, the way she was talking about, I'm going to build a ship. I don't know. I felt like they could... I was thinking Ironheart, because I feel and Miss Marvel's supposed to be in Captain America, too.
Well, also, Monica Rambeau, the daughter, does become a superhero called Spectrum, but also takes the mantle of Captain Marvel later on down the line as well. When I talked to Lashana Lynch about that, and Kevin Feige, they have plans for that character in an older version. Because you got to think, that took place in the 90s, so you flash forward a little bit, she'd be about the age that a lot of these characters are in her like late 20s, that a lot of the characters are now.
Man, so it's a great segue into Avengers, man. Endgame. I think the entire world's excited for that. You listen, even just hearing the audio for that trailer gets me amped. Like, it's just, I cannot fucking wait. But there's so many different things coming around, so much speculation coming around about this movie, which is hysterical because it's less than a month away at this point, and we're all still speculating all this crazy stuff. What do you think, Joe? Who's dying? Or are they fucking ribbing all of us and no one's dying?
I think I know what's going on, and I don't want to say these are spoilers because I haven't seen the movie, but I have it on good authority of certain things that do happen. But I'm going to say it's all speculation right now. If you look at the way that this is going to play out, you have to assume that Tony Stark is going to die. And the reason I say that is because in Avengers 1, they make a great statement They say, Captain America tells him, you wouldn't be the guy to lay down on the wire and let the other guy crawl across you. And I think that's exactly what Tony Stark is going to do. He's going to sacrifice himself
pretty much
for everybody else.
In the first Avengers movie, he does that. He becomes that guy.
You know,
he flies the missile up through the black hole.
There's another question is, when he did that, because think about this for a second. We all know that Marvel had this base right outside of Earth, and Tony Stark flew right outside of Earth. What if the Stark that came back was a Skrull and not actually Tony Stark?
See, that's what I've been thinking, too. Fucking it starts the invasion, right?
Right. Secret invasion's already here.
Dude, that's awesome. I love that theory. That's great. Dan, what do you think of that theory?
I keep hearing that the Skrulls are different Avengers, but the way they portrayed the Skrulls in the movie, it didn't seem like many of them were on Earth at that time. You know, they all left, so there'd have to be a good number of them in the surrounding area to have to play enough of a role. And then to carry on as him for so long, I feel like they have a short-term ability to hang on. I don't know.
Well, one of the things I think Kevin Feige said was just like really any people in the world, there's good ones and bad ones, and sometimes the bad ones can outweigh the good ones.
And also, here's another theory as well, is that Nick Fury makes it a very clear point in Captain Marvel that he can't eat toast if it's cut diagonally, right?
Right.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but in Avengers Age of Ultron, he's actually eating a sandwich cut diagonally.
Is he really?
Yeah.
But it's not toast.
I just thought that it's not toast, but it is bread, and I feel that, like, I mean, that's such a weird throwaway line that you would put in Captain Marvel, right?
Yo, how crazy would that be?
Because imagine, what if Nick Fury did die in Winter Soldier, and the one that we got now is a Skrull?
That's mind-blowing shit right there. That's insane. Yo, dude, that's crazy. I lost my whole train of thought from that, Joe. I hadn't even thought about that. That's insane. Wow.
I want to watch Age of Ultron because there seems to be a lot of – there's things in Age of Ultron I think I haven't got the chance to go back and watch it, but I've been wanting to watch it because from what I understand, there's a lot of things in that movie that you're supposed to catch that are affected and are going to affect Endgame.
Damn. So everything in Age of Ultron. I actually like Age of Ultron a lot, and I always have.
It's a great
movie. if you look at all of their visions, if you look at Thor's vision, it's
vision,
pretty much Ragnarok. The Ragnarok thing is what his movie was about.
Right.
If you look at Scarlet Witch, if you look at Black Widow's vision, it's her training, right? And it's essentially what her solo movie is going to be. And if you look at what Tony Stark's vision was, it's essentially what we're coming up with Infinity War. So, and the one thing that I find interesting is if you look at Captain America's vision, he's back in the 40s. And I think that, speaking of Endgame, I think that's where Captain America ends up. I think that, look, and I'm sure, Dan, you know about the Illuminati. I think that's a big part of Avengers comics. It's There's a reason why there's six Avengers, original Avengers that are left. I think each one is going to get a stone. But I think that Captain America is going to get the time stone and send himself back to the 1940s and finally get his dance with Peggy Carter, where he won't die, but he's going to live out his life in that time era.
Well, I have a theory I read. Well, it's not my theory, but I read it and I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I think that Captain America is going to die very, very early, Joe. And they are actually going to go back in time to 2012 and get Cap from that time frame and bring him back to help them.
That's a good one, too.
Because it's something with the toys that got released in Japan. Like, it's got the helmet on. It's pretty interesting, man. But, you know, Cap's going to die. Everyone's going to freak out. But they're going to go back to that time frame and get him, which is why they're going back then.
I think another bold theory is going to be that I think that Black Widow's actually going to die.
Yeah, I've heard that. And then I heard that also brings on essentially a version of World Breaker Hulk. Before we get into that, I mean, God, you can go so many different places. Jeff, why don't you give a little plug there for that hashtag show and, of course, for Joe.
Definitely. It's at that hashtag show on all social media platforms. On YouTube, you're going to check new videos that are going up all week. And then you want to check out Joe at that hashtag Joe across all social media platforms.
And they're doing a great job over there, man. I highly recommend you guys follow them, man. They do a fantastic job with all kinds of stuff, man. It's a whole other topic. We could talk about Power Rangers and all kinds of shit with Joe because they're all into that stuff, man. Joe, let me ask you this, man. Does Thanos die? Are we done with him after this movie?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I feel like I'm more confident answering which heroes aren't going to come back, but Thanos is a tough one because he's by far the biggest villain they've ever had to date. But I don't know. I don't think he is going to die.
Right. And heroes that are going to die, what do you think, man? I mean, listen, Marvel is known for running gimmicks on people. And just because they're saying that, you know, that Captain America is not going to be there. It's his last movie. You know, and Thor, it's his last movie. That doesn't mean really shit.
No.
No.
No, I don't think we're going to see the last of Thor. I'm pretty confident that Black Widow's probably going to die. And my old theory about that is that I think that it's going to be set up where Hawkeye's family goes missing, and then he becomes this vigilante guy, and Ronan. Then eventually he's ready. Yeah, Ronan, and he's ready to sacrifice his life towards the end of the movie, and then I think Black Widow shifts it up and actually sacrifices her life, saying, "I still had red in my ledger, and this is the way I get it out."
Ooh, how about that? And that's what sets Hulk off to finally beat Thanos.
Exactly.
How about that? Not bad, not bad. Dan, what do you think of that?
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I can't see Ronan dying because I think he's going to... That's ultimately his whole thing, is to get his family back. And I could totally see that Black Widow getting killed, especially if they're going to have her movie. And if you think about it, she's been in one less movie than Tony Stark.
She's been in a lot of them, man. That's for damn sure. She's been.
I think it's only one less. I actually know, because he wasn't in Captain America: Winter Soldier. She was. So but actually, I think it's the same amount.
Well, he was in, but he was in Spider-Man: Homecoming, though.
Oh, that's true. That is true. But I mean, still, yeah. Okay. So, but one movie here or there. That's a lot of movies. So yeah. I can see her dying, and then her coming doing this other movie, which is going to have Taskmaster, which I'm really excited about.
Yo, is that true? Villain.
Yeah, so yeah. That news was broken on that hashtag show, just to let you guys know. But yeah,
I didn't see that. Oh my god.
Yeah, we broke that news, and this movie's supposed to take place in the 1990s, around the 1990s, or early 2000s.
And it's Taskmaster. Yes. That guy's a fucking animal. And for those of you who don't know Taskmaster, I mean, Dan, explain Taskmaster and what he does. You can probably do it better than I can.
Well, I know he has the innate ability to mimic other people's abilities. I mean, he can come in and he can take anybody, and he's taken everybody from Captain America to Daredevil and use their powers against them. Like, he's pretty, to have him up against Black Widow would be a great little kind of way to introduce him too, because then he could come in later as just out of the blue, like, hey, what up?
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Joe. So any kind of crazy crossovers happening here? Do you think that that Marvel's holding out and, you know, a Deadpool shows up or something like that here at Endgame?
I think it's a little too early for that. I mean, my whole hope was that by the end of the movie, like the post-credit scene, since you, we have to all assume that a lot of the characters that were snapped away are going to come back. But I think that with that should come, the Fantastic Four from the 1960s, though. But they should be in the modern era. And the reason I would like to see that is because if you think about the 1960s, if the Fantastic Four existed in another timeline, they would have been very special because there's nothing like them. But now in the modern era, where they're strong female characters, Sue wouldn't be relegated to just being the second in command under Reed. Reed would not be the smartest man in the world anymore. Johnny wouldn't be the most special thing out there. And the Thing isn't a freak anymore. There's so many other characters like this now. So it'd be about them adjusting, I feel like.
Wow, that's interesting. That's cool. I was never a big Fantastic Four fan, but I definitely... I see how important they are in the Marvel Universe. And, you know, I mean, listen, the Invisible Girl, Sue Storm, is clearly one of the most powerful people in the Marvel Universe.
Correct.
In my opinion. I mean, I think it's kind of hands down. I think everybody... Dan, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's very underrated.
And Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I love the Fantastic Four. I think Sue Storm is crazy. I think the movies were kind of dog shit, which kind of always bummed me out because I really love them in the comic and also in cartoon.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those movies here in a minute, but before we get to those, you know, I got to talk about Spider-Man. And listen, Joe, that first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, the Sony one that came out in, what, 2003, 2002, something like that. I waited my entire life for that movie, and I thought it was fucking unbelievable. I loved it. Then Spider-Man 2 comes out with Doc Ock, which is still one of my favorite superhero movies ever. It's a great fucking movie. And then they did Spider-Man 3, and it was an abomination, and it wasn't good, whatever. I just kind of fell off there. But so Spider-Man Far From Home, Obviously, the Spider-Man Homecoming comes out. Spider-Man's in Civil War. What I love the most is that Tom Holland is actually a teenager playing Spider-Man. And I think it works out. It comes across so much better.
Right. I agree. I think Tom Holland is probably the best Spider-Man to date that we've had, personally. Yeah. He's age-appropriate. And I also think they did a very good job of adapting the Spider-Man story totally. From the comics, but updating it modern era.
Mm. 100%. Definitely. 100%, man. Couldn't agree with you more. Spider-Man Far From Home, we've seen the trailer for it. They're talking about these elementals, essentially Hydro-Man, Molten Man. I mean, these are some... I mean, Hydro-Man's a main character from Spider-Man. But you think they're going to call it that? Are they going to call it elementals? And are we going to do an arc with Mysterio where maybe it turns out they make him kind of, you know, a face here in the end? He's not
a
bad guy.
Well, the start of the movie, I believe that Mysterio is actually working with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
So that's going to be an interesting twist. Now, the one thing about the trailer, which I wish they would have done, but they didn't do, is since Spider-Man is dusted with everybody else, I almost wish that we would have saw this Spider-Man in this new suit swinging around, saving people, doing his thing. And then he looks in a mirror at the end of the trailer and takes it off, and it's Jake Gyllenhaal. And it's like, whoa, who is this guy? Because in the comics, that Mysterio did play Spider-Man a
he
little
did.
Bit.
Early
so
60s.
I thought that would have been such a great like mind fuck for a trailer, being like, oh wow, I guess Tom Holland is dusted, like maybe this is a new Spider-Man.
Well, the other thing here with the Spider-Man trailer too, and Dan, you can chime in, I mean, it's like we don't know what the time frame is here with that, like we don't know if
it takes
place before Infinity.
It takes place right after the events of Avengers Endgame,
right? But I'm saying
right
like,
after
we know that. But does the public know that? They can just say, oh, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's you know, maybe it's a movie, like a pre-movie sort of situation.
Well, Kevin Feige came out and said that the movie literally takes place right after Endgame. Oh. So, I mean, that's...
Fuck Kevin Feige for ruining it.
What I think, I think they're on the bus going to the airport.
I agree. I think that's where it all happens as well.
Shit,
yeah, they're on the bus going to the airport, and it starts right there, him on the bus, and they go, instead of everything else, they go right to the airport.
Yep.
So when it comes back, instead of, you know, coming out and, having Ned scream.
He's just on the bus.
That's the bus. There's no luggage, though, is there?
It could be
the bottom
of
the bus. Well, you can't really tell. Yeah, and he has a bag, and they all run to the back. It's hard to tell, really, what they got going on. He just takes his spider suit and dubs. Everybody else runs to the back of the bus.
Damn.
I had the same feeling.
Did you think of that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking too. That's what I was telling you the other day. Remember we went through this whole thing together, and I was saying, I know the Homecoming is after Endgame, because it's like he has to come back because he faded away. So Endgame has to go all the way through for him to come back.
Well, we know that, but I'm just thinking as far as the movie goes, they could advertise it as being like a, you know, they wouldn't have to say that. They could say in the trailer, it's like, look, I know that, you know, Endgame is is happening, but we don't know if Spider-Man's coming back. This happened before all that.
But it didn't look like that, because in the trailer for the Spider-Man, if you watch it in Far From Home, he says, you know, I'm like, I need a break. It's been a lot, blah, 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 you know, and that's when he's like goes off on this vacation. He doesn't like even want to take his suit, kind of, you know, these two in the trailer. And then so it said, you know, he just was like non-existent, came back to life, he's home, he sees his friends, he's like, I need this, I want to go to France.
Right.
And then, you know, he gets sucked into the S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever.
It could.
They said a long time ago it was right after home. That it was right after Endgame. Like they said it like before Infinity Wars came out. They said the Spider-Man movie that's coming out right after Endgame was going to be right after Endgame.
Damn. Joe, can we just talk about how we never thought in our lifetime, at least I never thought in my lifetime from reading Spider-Man my entire life, that I would be like, Jesus Christ, Aunt May is so hot.
Right? Like right? Who would have thought that Aunt May was going to be what is going to be Marissa Tomei? What a great casting choice, by the way.
I think Marissa Tomei hasn't aged in 20 years. Jesus, she's attractive.
Yeah, she really hasn't. I mean, she's like Paul Rudd, right?
I mean, I don't find her I don't find her nearly as attractive as I find Paul Rudd. However, nothing. You guys weren't with me there. I have a great Paul Rudd story, by the way, but it's a long one. But he lives in New York, and it's pretty good. Involves a dog walker, and I yelled at a dog walker. She turned down being Paul Rudd's dog walker, She was like, oh, I'm too busy. And I was like, that's a fucking Avenger. I was like, do you understand? He's busy. He's been to Quantum Realm. His fucking dog has to piss. The least he could do is go take his dog for a piss. And she's looking at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, God damn it. His girlfriend turned to dirt. What are you doing? I was yelling at her. It was really funny.
And she's just looking at you.
Yeah, she was like, I don't understand. Sony and Disney, it's all one thing now.
Fox and Disney.
I apologize. That's what I meant to say. Fox and Disney, it's all one thing. I think, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I always feel like the non-Disney Marvel movies were kind of garbage. I'm still pissed off about how they make Beast look in the X-Men movies now. Joe, what do you think, man? Am I off base?
I would agree with you on everything except Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool's next level.
The Deadpool films are very good, and they're standalone films. And Deadpool's the one character that I can easily see crossing over almost seamlessly, still being played by Ryan Reynolds.
Well, they said that that's the one they're keeping. They did come out and say that they're going to keep Deadpool. Deadpool's not changing, but I think they said everybody else is done.
The only thing is, I know that under the Disney banner, they did say that they're not going to make any rated R superhero movies. So that's going to be interesting.
Right. That is.
Oh, did they say that?
Yeah. I mean, the closest that we're probably going to get, I don't know if you guys saw the Deadpool, like, the Christmas edition.
The PG-13.
Where it was the PG-13 Christmas edition. It was actually pretty good.
It's pretty fun.
But it was the same movie, essentially, but it was still really good.
It was like back in the day when you had a Sega Genesis and you played Mortal Kombat, then you went to your friend's house and they had Mortal Kombat on Super Nintendo, but there was no blood.
Right.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That was so annoying.
What the fuck?
Like, why am I playing this bullshit?
Right? It didn't make any sense.
I sometimes wish there was more animated, and like they would do more like remember like the Wolverine versus Hulk animated thing that came out and like a few like stuff like
more cartoons.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah, it was like they were like great, and they were like kind of a little more adult than like kind of just, you know, like DC does a really good job with all like the Batman series and all like the, you know, the Superman, you know, Red Mask or whatever that stuff.
At least DC is doing a good job somewhere.
Well, hey,
yeah, that's it.
Let's jump
that's
on
it,
that.
Literally, actually, and on there, good.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're fine.
I was gonna say no on the DC universe. I mean, some of their like the Doom Patrol. I'm really enjoying.
Phenomenal.
You know, I thought the Titans was pretty good. I thought some episodes were a little, you know, it reminds me of like the just like, you know, the Flash or Green Arrow, or one of those shows.
Joe, why can't DC get it right? What are they doing wrong? Why can't they get it right?
Well, I think the biggest mistake was making Man of Steel try to fit into the Dark Knight universe. Christopher Nolan was an executive producer on Man of Steel, and I almost felt like the studio was trying to urge him to be like, hey, this can fit. And obviously it didn't. And then after that, Zack Snyder got the reins, and I don't think he did.
The worst.
He's a great cinematographer, but I don't think he's a great director or storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
But I think that with Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and now Shazam, they're going to start seeing an upward trend. This is going to be interesting, though, coming up, because you're going to lose a lot of Marvel's main characters, and you're hoping that this next generation of Marvel heroes is going to be able to get the audience back in. But if Black Adam is really good, and if people like Shazam, we might start seeing a shift here.
You think so?
I hope Shazam is good.
I don't know, man. Like, here's my problem. Superman is too powerful. People don't like
Superman.
Well,
I mean, you could say
Superman.
That about Captain Marvel.
I love Superman.
You could. But, I mean, look, Superman could... My issue with Superman... All right, we've talked about this a lot on this program when we talk about comics. Do you remember, Joe, back in the day, Marvel Universe, like once every year, would come out with a four-issue series with each character... And it would lay out their powers. And you could alphabetically look up, okay, Spider-Man can bench press 10 tons. So now you have that in your brain when you're reading the comic, right?
Right.
Superman, there's no limit. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
But I think that's what makes him interesting. It's a guy living in a world of cardboard that can rip through anything but has no show of strength.
But same thing with Wonder Woman.
You're right, but I also think the interesting thing about DC, which Marvel lacks, is that just by nature... DC has stronger female characters just in general. Characters that are more marketable, they have, look, Batgirl, Catwoman, Wonder Woman. Whereas Marvel, I mean, look, we're talking about Captain Marvel, and then who?
Black Widow, I mean...
Sure, Black Widow, and then Scarlet Witch, but then after that, what do you got, She-Hulk? I mean, I don't know who's really at the Wasp? Like, it's very tough for Marvel to cycle in through women characters.
I mean, it's a great point. It's a great point to bring up, man. It really is a great point, like, as far as strong female characters go. But, you know, I think Universal...
Well, I think that's why they're going after the other ones.
Yeah, I think Universal still has the rights to She-Hulk, unfortunately. I'd love to
They do have the rights. But I think, I mean, look, Marvel can really... If Marvel really emphasizes on their the female X-Men characters, they can do a lot with that.
I guess. I don't know. I think some of the X-Men characters are just so, like... Jean Grey, like, I'm just so tired of fucking Jean Grey. Like, enough already. Like, it's always something. She's like the naggy girlfriend. Like, okay.
It's such a dope comic series, though. The Dark Phoenix line is just so dope. It's just like, I don't know, I loved it. I think it's going to be really ill. I hope this does it justice, because the comics were...
Yeah. Hey, before we have a few minutes with Joe, because Joe has to get to his screening, because he's a fancy man. He's very fancy. So, Jeff, throw the plug at there for him.
Oh man, you're gonna check Joe at that hashtag Joe across all social media platforms. You want to check out that show, that hashtag show, on YouTube and on all social media platforms.
As far as the DC goes, man, like, you look at Shazam, I think DC will do better if they focus on the secondary characters, like a Shazam, like an Aquaman.
No, I agree.
Great movies, but their stuff, honestly, Doom Patrol is fucking phenomenal. Have you seen it?
I have not seen Doom Patrol.
What?
I haven't had the time to, man.
All right, listen. Doom Patrol is awesome. You need to watch it. I mean, you're familiar with who they are, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know all of the Grant Morrison run of Doom Patrol. I know what Doom Patrol is.
Brother, if you take away anything from this conversation tonight, watch Doom Patrol. Jeff, am I right?
Absolutely.
The first episode had me in tears. I was like,
I heard it's great.
Oh my God. And like, I watched it and I called Jeff afterwards and I was like, holy fuck, Brendan Fraser. Like, what did I not, Jeff? Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brendan Fraser is phenomenal in it as Robot Man. He's so fucking good. You got to watch it. It's really, really good. It's very adult. It's not kid friendly. It's awesome. I mean,
I'm excited for it.
Lots of naked women, people getting their heads cut off. It's badass. Like, it's fucking badass. And I think DC is doing the right thing with some of that stuff. They bring back the Young Justice, which was phenomenal on Cartoon Network, but it was too adult, so they got rid of it. It came back on the DC streaming. It's great. It's a great show. I love it. I love what they do with Superboy on it. Have you seen that?
I have not. I mean, I've seen Young Justice back when it was on regular television or Cartoon Network or whatever. But the one I'm excited about is Swamp Thing, because it's a horror. It's going to be a TV.
Yeah,
it's a horror TV show. So I'm really excited to see that genre bend.
For the green.
That's right, dude. It's worth checking out. You got to check out all those things on DC. It's well worth it, man. I'm sure you could call them, being from that hashtag show, and they'll give you a promo code to watch it and talk about it.
They did give me the subscription. I just haven't really used it.
Jesus, Joe, come on. You got to help the guy out.
Yeah, man. I don't have the time.
Logan, probably one of the best non-Disney Marvel movies aside from Deadpool I've ever seen. Fantastic movie, taking that foray into the R-rated. Do we get a spinoff? Is it happening?
I don't think so.
No X-14 or whatever it was?
No, I think that after Dark Phoenix, it's a good telling that New Mutants, they don't know what they're going to do with that either. That movie's been done for a while now.
I love the comic, man. Sunspot was my dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Cypher guy, so I know all about it, but like, I think Disney's just going to do their own thing. Personally, what I'd like to see happen is one of our post-credit scenes, either for Eternals or Endgame, happens to be Christopher Summers pushing his little boys Scott and Alex out of an airplane, and then we get a Starjammers movie, and then that's really where it kind of starts up, because it still keeps you in space. You're starting to tell an origin story about little mutants we're planning here and there, and then like grow the X-Men up. There's no reason that we need to rush them right now.
Dude, you know, look, honestly, I think you're totally right. We've been talking about the female leads and things like that. And Joe, I know you're a wrestling fan as well. And
huge.
You know, I have to point it out. I have three daughters, as you are aware of. And it's an amazing time to have daughters and just let them take them to a movie like Captain Marvel, be able to take them to Endgame and see that. And then not only, I mean, the other two gentlemen on our phone call aren't going to have this an opinion here, but for me, being a wrestling fan my entire life, as you as well, to see a female WrestleMania main event. How big of a deal is that?
That's great. That's great. I mean, I'm so happy that, like, especially a company like WWE is really embracing that, because I think that, like, people have to change with the times. I know that there was a lot of trolls out there that weren't a big fan of Captain Marvel becoming, like, such a big deal. It's like, get over it, man. Who cares?
Right. Well, that's because we're comic friends. Like, honestly, I can even go back. I said it 20 minutes ago in the conversation. I never even thought about that when I read a Captain Marvel book. It never even occurred to me.
You know,
she's female. Well, it's fucking Captain Marvel.
When I was in Target a couple years ago, and I saw this two little boys that were buying action figures, and instead of buying Batman and Superman, both the little boys bought Wonder Woman. And I thought in my head, I was like, dude, that's awesome.
That is
I
awesome.
Feel like it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. It's cool to have, like, you know what I mean? I love that movie. I thought Wonder Woman was great.
It's a great movie. Total great movie. Like I said, I think they should focus on those characters a little bit more as opposed to the Batman and Superman. All right, gentlemen. We're a month away from Endgame. The Marvel Universe is going to change. 10 years in the making. It's basically we've watched all these movies come to this point. It's all coming together, which to me is amazing. It's brilliant. Like, I can't believe it. I think that's one of the things that Marvel does the best. You know, I wish that Justice League had cast the guy who played the Flash on the CW show because he was awesome. Instead, they completely ignored him and cast somebody else. That guy was terrible. I mean, I think that's one of the things that Marvel does the best. It's all one universe. DC can't get that right. That's one of the mistakes I think they make. I should have thrown that in 5 minutes ago, but I forgot. With Endgame coming and the Marvel Universe about to change, bold predictions, gentlemen. Give me two each. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, who's going first? Dan, you want to go first? Give me two bold predictions for Endgame. What's going to happen? What's going to change the Marvel Universe?
I think that there will be, with all the time things, so there's a character, Magus, who is Adam Warlock's alternative half, his evil half from the future.
And Adam Warlock, they mentioned him at the end game, at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
So I think somewhere, some character like a Magus is going to come play a role as an Avenger. It's going to be either Tony Stark or I don't know. I think Tony Stark is the best character for it. But that there's going to be something some kind of character that they're going to transform, or you know how they do it, and just have a whole new character altogether.
Because they can't use Kang, right? They can't use Kang.
I don't know if they can use Kang.
Now. I mean, they couldn't then, but they can now. Wow.
So yeah, I don't know. Was Kang part of Fox? I don't know how
he
Kang
was.
Worked.
He was. He was.
Because I always thought the Skrulls were before. Too, but they weren't.
The Skrulls were shared, a shared character.
Right. Okay. All right, and Dan, your second prediction, second bold prediction, what's happening in this freaking movie?
So I think they're going to have an Infinity Watch kind of situation where the all the stones will be dispersed amongst different people. Damn. I think that's where, and maybe Adam Warlock gets the Soul Stone, Doctor Strange gets the Time Stone, Thor gets the Power Stone, and then Mind, Reality, and Space, I guess Guardians get the Space Stone, and then Reality and Mind. I don't know. I think it'd be cool if Ant-Man got the Reality Stone because that should be funny.
No. Paul Rudd shouldn't have shit. No. He can't even walk his fucking dog. Terrible idea. Jeff, bold predictions. Endgame, what's happening? Changing the Marvel Universe.
I think we're going to see Adam Warlock show up. He hasn't been in any of the trailers, but I think he's going to be a key character. And I think him and Nebula are going to be the ones that actually take out Thanos.
Well, that makes sense.
You know, that's my prediction. And then second bold prediction is I think we're going to see Professor Hulk. I think Hulk's going to get a hold of himself, and he's going to merge with Banner, and we're going to see a Hulk that can, like, you know, talk, be smart, and fight smart, and just be a different Hulk.
Well, they've said that's happening. That's kind of we know that's kind of going to happen at some point in the movie. We'll see how it happens. All right, Joe, you are the man in the know. You are, when it comes to this, you talk to Kevin Feige, you sit in a room with him, you sit in a room with these other Avengers. Bold predictions, give me two.
Man, that's a tough one. So one, I would definitely say we're going to see the Illuminati form 1,000%.
Wow.
It's whoever is going to be in that. I assume it's going to be most of the six original Avengers, with the exception of maybe Black Widow. And I'd probably put the person taking that spot would probably be Black Panther, and keeping one of the stones safe in Wakanda.
Okay.
The second prediction I have is going to be, I have a feeling that time is going to change so much that none of the Guardians of the Galaxy have actually met.
What?
Yeah, and I actually think the third movie is actually going to be based around Sylvester Stallone's team.
Whoa! That came out of nowhere. That's not bad, man. I like that. I like that.
I think.
And of course, before we get Joe out of here, man, I want to give you my bold predictions, Joe, and see what you think. Ready?
Shoot.
I think everyone's talking about Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth. They're done with the Marvel Universe. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. I think they would be idiots to be done. I think they've signed new deals to stay with the Marvel Universe because they're making more money they'll make with any movie they'll ever make. They're iconic characters. I think that they will not die as much as everyone thinks they're going to die. I think Captain America and Thor will be with the Marvel Universe for a very, very long time. So in the real world, they've signed another 5-year deal. That's what I think. And I think number two, as far as a bold prediction goes, I think that we will see World Breaker Hulk in Endgame in some form or fashion fighting Thanos. I think that's what we're going to see. I feel it. I just think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. That's how we go from Professor Hulk back to Dumb Hulk. It's because he goes to World Breaker. That's my thought.
Nice.
Am I crazy?
No. I also think that M'Baku is going to be Black Panther when we since Shuri and T'Challa are gone.
Damn, that's pretty good too. Shit.
I haven't seen him in any of the pictures, like any of the.
Oh, no. Anything there was a poster came out, the Japan poster. He was in it.
Was he?
Yep. He was there. He was definitely
there. Oh, Valkyrie. Valkyrie showed up.
Yes. Yeah. That's official now. Valkyrie is definitely going to be it. And so is, oh my God, listen, I know, Joe, you got to bounce, but Taika Waititi doing fucking Korg. Are you kidding me? Dude. One of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe, honestly. Super, I mean, so fucking funny. So good. Awesome. Jeff, give our brother here, Joe, another good plug before we get him out of here.
Absolutely, man. You want to check him on the show, That Hashtag Show, across all social media platforms, especially on YouTube, where they're dropping new videos all the time. And then you want to check Joe himself on That Hashtag Joe on all social media platforms. He's a great guy. Check him out.
Joe, dude, amazing to hear your voice, man. Feels great to talk to you again. I'm so happy for you and proud of you for doing all the good stuff you're doing. And thanks for coming on the show and chatting with us, man. I really, truly appreciate it. You have no idea. We loved it.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. I'd love to come back and talk some more when either Endgame's done or we're, you know, right on the verge of Spider-Man, whatever it may be. I love talking about this stuff. Thank you guys so much for everything. This has been an amazing experience.
Why Inhumans was dog shit.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Hey, enjoy that movie. Hey, do me a favor. Shout out Plum Love Foods Live to your friends when you're doing that fucking press junk. I'd love to see it, man.
I will. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll definitely shout it out.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, if you get a chance, make sure you be like, why the fuck did y'all mess up Beast? He looks terrible. Don't say that.
Well, I'm interviewing him tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him. Chef Plum wants to know why.
All right, Big Joe. Hey, why, man, great to hear your voice, brother. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Later.
There he goes. Bye. Joe Dechelmeyer from That Hashtag Show. Yo, that was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Well, Dan. I really wanted to ask him about Inhumans. I wanted to know why that movie sucked. Why that... It was like...
The show.
I wanted to be so good, the show, and it was so bad.
Damn, that's a damn good question, Jeff.
That doesn't even exist.
I sent the list of topics, and I was trying to hit them all, and I looked at the clock, and I realized that he was running low on time, so I didn't want to get it. That's a damn good question, man. I mean... I never watched the Inhuman show. That's how bad it was. I didn't watch it. Maybe, should I check it out?
Dude, I watched it all because I'm that kind of a glutton for punishment.
I mean, they call Black Bolt one of the most powerful people in the Marvel Universe, and I never understood.
Dude,
why.
He is. At one point, he like burps or something in the show, and it like blows all these cars down the street and almost kills all these people. Like,
yeah, he accidentally killed a few people in the comics.
Dan, what do you think about hanging out?
Yeah, he kills his parents.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he does. I think in the comics he does too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, in the comics.
Dan, talking to Joe, a guy who's in the middle of it right in L.A., he's doing press junkets and talking to all these guys. How cool was that?
Yeah, it was great, man. It was exciting to, you know, get his perspective and hear the different, like, you know, hearing somebody hearing it from the guy, you know, from Kevin Feige and stuff. So that was dope. So it's cool to hear all these things and to kind of bounce thoughts and then hearing ideas and what he thinks and what he thinks about what we think. It's cool.
I mean, you know what? Fuck it, man. We're just going to do shows like this every once in a while here on this program because, I mean, we're into all kinds of things. The chefs, I mean, we can be into that sort of shit, too. Is somebody using a staple gun? What the hell was that?
No, my wife just got home. She's throwing shit.
What is she doing? Is she ready to beat you up?
I don't know. I think she's popping open a beer because she's tired.
Oh, well, I think your wife's one of the sweetest, nicest people ever, and apparently she doesn't like
you.
You
go rub her feet, man. Jeez.
Oh, right. She did have a beer.
Savage.
She did pop an old beer. She just came over. She came out with a beer for herself.
As she should.
What's that?
She wants you to rub
coffee.
Her feet.
Okay, what did you drink with your burger?
Oh, she's.
A beer? Oh. I'm pretty sure there's a beer in the background.
Fired up on national television.
Right. 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 Erita is yelling at you on national radio here.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
She's something else. She's my love, you know? She's drinking her beer.
Oh! It's a run-in. Who saw this coming? Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Dave has joined the program. Dave, good evening. What's happening? Who saw this coming?
Whatever it takes.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Look, I know you're not a Marvel fan, but after that conversation, you got to be ready to fucking go see this movie, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Avengers movies, so I have to catch up.
Dude, how could you not see these movies? Are like what the nation is all about now. It's the fucking Americana, it's the Avengers. I love it. And you haven't seen any of them?
Nah, not a one.
All right, so you heard Joe talking. How cool is Joe from that hashtag show?
That's pretty cool, man. I did learn some stuff.
What did you learn?
It's like you guys were like speaking kind of like a foreign language, but I don't know. I'm sure like everything's gonna piece back together for me.
Hang on a second, Dave. Dan is in the middle of hanging some rafters in his house. It sounds like
hanging. Some
no, we're
rafters.
Cracking open beers, man.
Like velociraptors.
Jesus Christ, you crack like 9 of them.
Yeah, I mean, shit. She got home. She's tired. She's open some beers.
All right, word. I apologize.
Hey, I found a strength scale for you, though.
Oh, you did? For who?
I looked it up. For everybody.
Like Marvel or
they
DC?
They have the strength scale. Marvel. Everybody, what everybody can do and how much they can lift.
Yeah.
And the different comparisons between the people.
Is it weird that I think that's important? Like, I like that. That makes me... like be able to read the comics and watch the movies and have like a baseline. Is that weird?
Well, this is interesting. It says Eddie Brock can actually lift 700 pounds without the symbiote.
Yeah, he was super big power lifter, good guy. And the stronger he gets, the stronger the symbiote gets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Venom's a great movie. We never talked about that either. Venom was a pretty good movie. I was upset that it wasn't associated with Spider-Man. It kind of needed to be. Jeff, what'd you think of Venom?
I loved Venom.
You did. You thought it was great?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved it mostly once the Venom character started to talk. He was just, like, hilarious. I liked the banter between him and Tom Hardy. I think that was more words than I've ever heard Tom Hardy speak in a movie.
That's really funny. He doesn't talk very much. That's true.
No, he's the best grunter in Hollywood. Swear to God.
Crane, he's good in the Crane. But he was the two. He had to be the two brothers that were the gang leaders in England.
Oh yeah,
back in the '70s.
Yeah, legend.
I'm
always fucking around. He's a great actor, but I mean, you know, just he was Bane, right? He was a few funny characters, but
his
he was Bane, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great movies. Those are great Batman.
Bane was terrible.
He was Bane.
Yeah. What are you saying?
What do you want there, Bruce? I'm the Bane, and I'm going to do it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he sounded like he had hemorrhoids.
He certainly did. Well, listen, I don't know much about that. I to be honest with you, I've never seen that entire movie in like complete... like watch the whole movie. I've watched clips of it. I couldn't do it. I was tired of Batman talking like this all the time. It kind of killed me. And then he came on as Bane, like, Bane should be a big motherfucker who gets even bigger. That's Bane to me.
Yeah.
They didn't have the CGI back then for that, so they had to, like, you know, he got crazier.
Well, look, you know what's even crazier, Jeff? You know what's even crazier, gentlemen? I'm going to tell you right now, Don Witte's book on Amazon right now, Amazon.com, Be a Collection of Love with Friends to Inspire a Kindness Evolution. That's right. It's the second edition of her book. Dawn A. Witte weaves a beautiful tapestry of words to live by and reminds us all that to know the impact of the words that we can have on someone else. It's really important. It's a great book by Dawn Witte. I highly recommend you check it out on Amazon.com right now. You can get the paperback for $15.99, the Kindle version for $1.99. Go sit by the beach as the weather warms up. Check this book out. It looks awesome. It's encouraging. I want to have it. We have the power, perhaps even the sacred mission, to deliver our own messages of love, courage, and kindness, Jeff. We can deliver that, Jeffy. Did you know that?
Dude, I feel inspired. Thank you for reading that promo to me. I feel better about everything. I can be a better person.
Yes, you can. You can be a better chef, right?
Blessings on Dawn, the writer of this book.
Dawn Witte, her book, Be a Collection of Dawn Love Witte. With Friends to Inspire Kindness, a Kindness
I got a
Evolution.
Of love available. With friends, but I can't show it on television.
You can't, but it's available on Amazon.com. You can check it out right now. Be by Dawn Witte. The Kindle version is $1.99, and of course, the paperback is $15.99. The quotes in this book are powerful to teach you about overcoming adversity and encouraging people to interact with the journey through our own life. Right, Jeff? You interact a lot with your own journey.
Absolutely. I interact with a lot of journey. Yeah. I love journey. Hold On Loosely.
It's a great song. Journey. Hold On Loosely is a great song. Dan, what's your favorite journey song?
That one from Rocky.
That's not helpful. You're supposed to sing it.
I don't know, man. I'm not good with that kind of stuff. I don't know music like that. Like, I can't remember the song. I know, like, old school rap. I know old school rap with Journey and all that. I only remember what was on movies.
I'm going to tell you right now who's about to break a bar for us and sing a few fucking chorus lines is our friend, my man, the one, the only, Dave Boredom. Dave, what's your favorite Journey song? Here we go. Kick it for us.
Just a small town boy. Born and raised in South Detroit.
There is no South Detroit, though. That's technically Windsor. Just
I thought
you know.
That was Billy Joel.
Dave, time out.
What?
Are you saying there's no south in Detroit? Like, you just don't use that direction?
Right.
North, from Detroit, north, you east, can't west. Really... The river cuts it off, and then it's Canada.
Well, no, but if you were in North Detroit, and I lived in a southern part of Detroit, technically that would be South Detroit.
There's a southwest Detroit, but there's not really a south Detroit.
Well, Dave, I want you to know...
When you go south, Dave. You go into Canada.
Dave,
yeah.
The importance of universal truths within the pages of B transcends time and space. Words are transformational. Let the seven special words in B work their magic and change your life. The brand new book by Dawn A. Witte, B, available on Amazon right now.
Don't stop believing.
Hey, look here. I want Deadpool.
Streetlights.
Oh.
People.
So badly. Okay. I want Deadpool to show up in the end credits of Avengers. Like, would we all just lose our mind if that happened?
I don't watch any of the Avengers, but you guys can tell me all about it.
Dave, shut up. Talk to the comic book guys here for a second.
You should watch Deadpool. It's great.
I watched Deadpool. It's good fun. I like that. I've seen those. Are those Avengers movies?
Well, no, but
they will be.
Dave and I watched Deadpool together here one night at my house. Then we trapped some mice in a box.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we did. We like straight up. Yeah, that was good times.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Avengers movies are great. Age of Ultron doesn't get enough credit. I don't think it's a great fucking movie. And again, big shout out to our friend Joe Deckelmeyer from That Hashtag Show. Guys, listen, if you're into this sort of stuff, I can't recommend you enough to check out That Hashtag Show. They do a great job, man. Their stuff is fantastic. Joe does a great job on there. He kind of hosts and anchors the whole program with some of his people. But they do a lot of stuff with, like I said, the press junkets. And, hey, it'll be great. How amazing will it be to see if Joe is hanging out with the cast of Dark Phoenix shouting out Plum Love Foods Live? How dope would that be?
It would be super dope.
I mean,
doper, depending on who he's talking to at the time. Like, if he's like, you know, well, it'd be great if he got somebody to say it, to shout you out. Ooh. Like, he's interviewing somebody, and he's like, hey.
Why can't we just get Mark Ruffalo on the show? That's what I want to know. I want to get Hulk on the show.
Who do you want?
Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo. That's a cool dude.
He does shit like that, dude.
Yeah, he does shit like that. He's real cool.
Fucking reach out to him, Jeffy.
I'm on it, bro.
We want to talk to Mark Ruffalo. We want to talk to the Hulk.
Yeah, see if Joe could get you some info.
Actually, he might be able to do that. He might be able to do that for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, look, man, what a great conversation with Joe tonight, man. I really enjoyed that. A great conversation talking with these gentlemen. Dan, great job chiming in there, man, and being a part of it here as our Marvel historian here on Plum Love Foods Live. It's always great to have a guy like that on and be able to go back and forth with them. The fun part was, gentlemen, we did a whole show tonight here. I don't think we talked about food once. We talked about the Mexico event, Jeffy, but we didn't talk about anything else.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't plug the Fiverr ads. I really like to tell everybody out there, if you're looking to get something read on the show, something important, something that means something to you, you want to propose to your lady, you both listen to the podcast, $5 on Fiverr right now. We'll get the world famous Chef Plum to read whatever it is you write in. $5. It's not going to last forever.
That's not bad. $5 for that. Listen, whatever you want to do. You want to propose marriage? You want to profess your love to your boyfriend? You want to tell your parents to fuck off? Let's say you got an amazing brand new envelope. Dave, tell them what we do. I got a brand new envelope that sends letters in, man. Tell them how we're going to promo a new envelope.
I'm promoing the envelope.
Just, you're supposed to go right now and like talk about the envelope.
This is a dope ass envelope. It's business class, so you can't really see inside of it.
Envelope.
I don't know.
And
I need voice lessons, apparently.
Yeah. And all right. Well, Dave, we're gonna work on your promo skills. That's all right. But yeah, check them out on Fiverr. Of course, you can see it there. If you want us to read something, we'll do it for you. It'll be a lot of fun. I got a feeling we're gonna get some more of those in here. I think so, Jeffy.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, you know what else I got to promote? I got to promote one more thing tonight. Coming up this weekend in the tri-state area, New York area, you can come to Norwalk, Connecticut, which is only a short train ride. It's about 25 minutes. Connecticut's Dancing with the Stars is happening this Saturday night, man. Gentlemen. This Saturday
it's
night.
Black or white.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Your boy here is dancing. That's right. I'm dancing at Connecticut's Dancing with the Stars with my dance partner, Katie Arbelue. She is fantastic. We are dancing to a fantastic song from Greece. I am so excited, and it's happening this Saturday night at the Wall Street Theater in Norwalk, Connecticut. Hey, here we go. If you want to go to the event, check this out. Watch this. If you're checking the podcast out, you want to go to the event, send me a message on Instagram at chef_plum. And I can probably make that happen. Just shoot me a message. I can probably get you some free tickets.
What?
If you're in the area, if you're in the tri-state area, you can actually make the event. That's the important part here. Don't do it and fucking not.
Yeah, really nice. Those tickets are
What's
cheap,
the time man. Of the event?
Well, it's happening. It starts at 8 o'clock at the Wall Street Theater. There'll be a great after party at Peach's Juke Joint happening right down the street afterwards. We're really excited about that. A friend of the show, Steph from CT Bites, is dancing. She's amazing. Her videos... She posted a video today of herself like sliding halfway across the floor. I got really upset by that. I was like, what the fuck? You can't do that. Like, I'm trying to show you all my dance moves, and she's got that. That's bullshit. Nonsense.
Dude. So you're not going to take my advice and treat it like the Royal Rumble?
That's the plan. I'm going. I got my tights. I got some elbow pads and knee pads. I'm straight up painting my face.
You got a singlet you're going to wear with tights under it?
Yeah. I'm going to run in like the Ultimate Warrior, yelling and screaming about the people in the universe, the warriors. And I'm going to paint my face. I'm going to have really feathered hair. And I'm going to press
How was that guy to come up with that stuff? Is that scripted or is that just off the cuff
you
think?
You know the funniest fucking thing about the Ultimate Warrior? Let me tell you a quick story, because I know you're not a wrestling fan. So the Ultimate Warrior had a big beef with WWE for years, right? Finally, about 3 years ago, they elect to induct him into the WWE Hall of Fame, which is a big event that happens during WrestleMania week, right? It's a big deal.
Yep.
So he's coming into the Hall of Fame. He goes to Monday Night Raw for the first time in fucking like 30 years. He had a big falling out with Vince McMahon the night after the Hall of Fame speech, right? So he goes to the Hall of Fame, does a speech, everybody cheers, yeah, Ultimate Warrior. they're recognizing him on Raw the next night. He comes out and makes this crazy-ass speech, right? He's like, thank to everybody, thanks to the Warriors, thanks to my wife, Dana. He's breaking everything down. Do you know 4.5 hours later that motherfucker died? Heart attack. Fucking died. He basically said goodbye on Raw to the world, and then he died. I wish Joe was still here, because he'd vouch for this. He just fucking died. They speculate as he was in the ring thanking everyone, he had a heart attack and kept fucking going, didn't sell it at all.
Kept the gimmick alive.
He kept going. He was like thanking everybody, talking about the Warriors have given me the strength to move forward. He's doing his whole gimmick and talking crazy, and he fucking had a heart attack in the ring, and then he went through with it, and 4 hours later he died on the way to his car. How fucking crazy.
Isn't the gimmick, you think the yelling and screaming gave him a heart attack?
Oh, I'm sure it didn't help. Fuck. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, he does look like he's the top of Ethel when he's getting going.
Have you guys ever heard an Ultimate Warrior promo? Like, they're the craziest shit you ever heard.
I heard that story because my boy's big into, well, you met him. He loves freaking wrestling. He tells me every story of every wrestling thing that ever happened all the time, every time I see him.
Wrestling's dope. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I think wrestling is amazing. Look, here, check us out. Right? Listen to this crazy motherfucker talk. Dave, you've heard Ultimate Warrior promos, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this crazy motherfucker. He's out of his mind. He is out of his fucking mind in his promos.
From a place long from here, and I came here for one reason. To attack and keep coming. Not to ask, but just to give. Not to want, but just to send. Send the power of water down everybody's throat in the WWE till I become sick of it. Well, you're gonna get sick of it, because this freaking nature right here is just beginning to swell. And when I get big enough, brother, there ain't gonna be room for anybody else but me and all the Warriors. Float through the veins and the power of the Warrior. How must I prepare? You must ask. Came here for one reason. To attack and keep coming. All the Warrior.
He ran out of air. His promo was great.
Dude, he's a nut.
There's that one with Macho Man where he's pulling out the cream out of everywhere and handing it to homeboy, and he's like, it's the cream of the crop, they're coming out here, oh yeah, and he's like, fuck it, he keeps, and every time, and every creamer, and he pulls out a creamer and he hands it to the dude.
Yo, Macho Man cut promos like
creamer out of everywhere.
Yo, Macho Man cut promos. Here's another Ultimate Warrior promo. Check this out. He's going nuts on old Mean Gene Oakland. Check this out.
Oh yeah, Mean Gene, that's what it was.
All right, I thank you very much, Vince McMahon. I've got to pose some of the questions to you, Ultimate Warrior, that Vince just discussed with the World Wrestling Federation champion, Hulk Hogan. First of all, what happened tonight? Ultimate Warrior.
What happened tonight was already written, Hulk Hogan. It was written a long time ago when the Warriors that came before me and you... Yes, I'll do it. Now, what this we must do is beyond us, Hulk Hogan. I stood with my back to you, Hulk Hogan, and I knew you would not come. But, Hulk Hogan, when I looked into your eyes, I saw walls. Walls filled with fear.
He's a big dude, too. This motherfucker is huge.
He's so crazy.
Yo.
He's called the Ultimate Warrior, all right? Not the Mediocre Warrior.
That's
like,
true.
Dude,
that's
he rants like 6-year-old, though.
Yo, Ultimate Warrior was the man back in the day. That's for damn sure. You know what else is a great interview? And I don't know if you guys have heard it. He's actually been on this very program, Diamond Dallas Page. I should get him back on here very soon. Jeff, I might give you his number to reach out to him. You have him back on. He's fucking amazing.
I love
guy.
To have him on.
Amazing guy. He was on Joe Rogan.
He's doing
Rogan.
That yoga stuff now.
Yeah. Well, he was on Joe Rogan, and man, what a great Jeff! You heard that episode, right? What a great show, man!
Absolutely, yeah.
DDP is just the man, right?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's amazing.
He's just such a positive brother. Yeah. You know, he's like trying to help everybody. I love it. Yeah, how could you not love it? You
it's
know?
Crazy because even me as a douchebag here doing what I do as a cook and a podcast and whatnot, if I text DDP, he fucking texts me back. It's awesome. Yeah, I think you know, we were trying to get Jake the Snake on. I text Dallas and I said, Dallas, we're trying to get Jake on. we've been reaching out to him. We texted him. We emailed him. And he goes, yeah, that motherfucker's terrible at answering people. Did he not say that, Jeff?
Yeah.
He was like, and DDP is arguably bigger than that than Jake was.
Now. Yeah. Now he is. Because you get that yoga thing is taking off. Like, I respect the hell out of that. I heard that episode, too. And he was talking about it and how he was injured.
I've been doing it. I've been doing it for 3 months.
Yoga. Yeah. It's awesome.
Dude, he was hurt. You checked it out. He was hurt, and Dallas is a fucking man. And honestly, like, I urge anyone, it's pretty far back in the episodes on iTunes, but go back and check out Dallas. He's a great episode. I'd love to get him back on the program. He'll do it, man. Just gotta fucking reach out to him. He'll do it. He's a great fucking dude. Especially if we tell him we're doing his program right now. Here's the thing, you know, he's changing lives and doing stuff. Here's how smart this motherfucker is. He went on Shark Tank, right?
Yeah, I gotta get on the diet part of it.
He went on Shark Tank and asked for a dollar investment. And they were like, you can't do that. You have to have, like, at least a real investment. He was like, all right, $1,000 or $100,000. And Dallas Page has more of a following than all those motherfuckers on Shark Tank. He went on there just to get his program on national primetime television. He did it.
Yeah,
and it fucking worked. He wasn't looking for anything for real.
No, a lot of people go on that show for that.
Dallas,
I love that
man.
Show.
Dallas is a man. He's awesome. So much respect for that guy. And so much respect for our guest tonight, Joe Deckelmeyer, coming on the program and talking all about Marvel and what's happening. Listen, we're all chefs. We're all cooks. We all do our thing. But I tell you what, we all love the Marvel Universe from everyone that I've talked to, at least. So I look forward to seeing what happens in Endgame. Our bold predictions are great. I want to get one more bold prediction from the three guys here we have right now. I was trying to get... I know that Joe had to go, so I was giving him two, but I want to do three bold predictions. Dan, give us one more, a third bold prediction for Endgame. What happens?
I think they've had a plan ahead, but Galactus and Silver Surfer are going to show up.
Damn!
I know that Kevin Feige has them on the roster to be the next to show up. Like, I've heard that he really, really, really wants them involved in this, and they've been trying to get into space, and they could have already, I heard that they casted a Silver Surfer guy, so they could have set something up ready to go to be like an end of the movie showing. So I could see that being like the big thing, like just seeing them at the end, Silver Surfer like hovering over Galactus going, because you got to remember everybody was affected by this all over the world. So he's that was his food. You took his food source away because he's looking for he's eating the planet, but he needs a planet with resources, and what resources are more than some beings that are on the planet. So you've affected his eating supply.
So he sends Silver Surfer to Earth. That's how it ends.
Yeah.
And it ends with Reed Richards looking up going, I'm getting a reading of someone entering the atmosphere, and I can't make out what it is. And it's the thing going, yeah, I don't know, Reed. And then it ends. That would be fucking baller. Jeff, one more bold prediction for Endgame, brother. What do you got?
Well, I mean, after hearing that the Illuminati is going to be formed, I mean, I feel like there's got to be a black bolt. Like, there's got to be, you know, some
like
characters
like
that
the
we don't
humans.
We haven't seen. Yeah, like some of the Inhumans have to be there. I feel like Namor was one of the Illuminati. Strange was Reed Richards, I believe. I can't think of all of them, but I just feel like they're gonna have to bring in some of those characters. I hope, which I think would be great.
Dave, what do you got? I know you thought it'd be good.
I think I'm gonna have to catch up on these movies, and I'll get back to you. In like,
you could just said Deadpool's gonna show up.
Yeah, Deadpool's gonna show up.
Bold move.
Bold.
Right. Whatever it takes.
How about this? You ready? How fucking... It's not going to happen. How dope would it be if all of a sudden it's a wide shot of an empty desk, right? An empty desk in the top of a building in New York City, right? And then all of a sudden, the dust comes back together, and it's a shadowy silhouette figure. And he lifts his head up. It's Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin. And he goes, back to business. Yo.
Dude, catch us on Disney streaming.
Come on. Oh, fuck, I wanted to ask Joe about that too. Fucking, how dope would that be?
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio was the perfect kingpin.
Yo, he's great. I mean, I wish he was. I wish he was bigger,
stronger. Yeah, exactly. I wish he was a little bigger, a little bigger. Stronger.
Yeah, but I mean, bigger. Daredevil should be stronger too.
And exactly so right. Jessica Jones. Daredevil didn't get his ass kicked so much because like Daredevil was like great. Spider-Man. No, Daredevil's like Spider-Man. He's fast and so quick and so agile. Like
but he's not.
No, in the comic, dude, he is a bad ass.
He's a bad ass because of his radar sense. He's nowhere near as strong as Spider-Man. He's nowhere near as fast as Spider-Man. He's nowhere close. Not even the same fucking...
No.
Dan, back me up. He's not the same level.
He doesn't get beat up like man. I'm just saying.
I got you.
Well, Dan's looking up the fucking book, the fucking radar.
450 pounds.
Yeah.
He could bench 450 pounds.
Now go to Spider-Man.
What's his power?
Spider-Man is all right. You want to look up his power? I can look up his power right now.
Well, Daredevil has that radar sense, which is amazing, and of course his other senses.
Is it radar or sonar?
He's got other shit though. He knows other shit or something.
Did you just say is it radar or is it sonar? What the fuck do you think radar sense is?
No, because sonar is like from sound. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Yeah, radar and sonar are kind of thinking.
I love Daredevil. Daredevil's an incredible character.
Dave, as a superhero, you might be terrible.
I'm not. Yeah, I'd be like a pretty all right superhero. I'd be like the third one you call.
What would your power be, dude?
What's up?
What would your power be?
Shit, I don't
karaoke sing. Like no one can karaoke sing.
He's the best.
He can break any condom.
He can break any condom. That's terrible.
Powerful.
Man.
He doesn't even know what his power would be. I can answer that so quickly. Dan, ask me what my superpower is.
What's your superpower?
I can control gravity.
Nice.
Fucking graviton.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. Because can't nobody do shit without gravity.
You're damn right. Dave, watch this. Well, Dan, what's your superpower?
I'd probably want to be telekinesis.
That's a good-ass fucking power right there. That's a damn good power right there. Jeff, what's your power?
I'd want to teleport. What's the three-toed guy?
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, Nightcrawler, yeah.
Dave, what's your power? He's like, I'm karaoke. Crickets.
Being awesome. That would be my
God damn it.
All right, that doesn't work?
Dan, what do you got for Spider-Man?
His strength? Hold on, I was looking up. They don't have nothing that says like exactly what their strengths are.
It used to be 10 tons, and then it switched because of Cosmic Spider-Man, all that other bullshit.
Yeah, they have all of it broken down. They have like Spider-Girl on here. They have the different characters that they've played. It's hard to find them because it's just a list, and the list goes in order of strength. So it's finding out which list he's on. Like Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew is 7 tons.
Yeah.
So he has to be stronger than that.
He's higher than her.
Yeah. So then it goes in order of Spider-Woman, Maddie Franklin, 10 tons.
Who the fuck is Maddie Franklin?
I don't know. They got a whole new Spider-Woman thing now. Spider-Man, Peter Parker, 25 tons. Now current strength level due to reality being altered.
Oh, so he got 25 stronger.
Tons.
He got stronger,
yeah.
That's a lot of weight. 25 tons is no fucking joke.
Yeah, he's the strongest one in that category.
50,000 pounds, man.
As he should be. Dave, did you just do math? Strong. Is that your power?
Yeah, I'm like really good at math.
Wow, that's a shit. Hey, just remember, if it ever comes down, we all get our superpowers. Dave's superpower is math. So just keep that in mind when you're picking your teams. That's all I'm saying.
I want to be. What about like regeneration?
Well, you're late. You said math. You only get one.
Fuck that.
Now we come in with regeneration.
Regeneration?
Just say math, gentlemen. Dan, did you hear math?
I heard math.
Yeah. Jim, math. What did you hear?
He could be the leader. That guy just does math, right? The leader? Doesn't the leader just do math?
He's the math guy.
Yeah, the leader.
But I'm actually like really bad at math, so that's
even worse. Yeah. All right, look here, man. We're gonna get this show on out of here, man. We appreciate you guys joining us here tonight. We appreciate you guys joining us on the downloads. Thank you for all the love. We truly appreciate it. The show has been in the top 10 in iTunes food for a while now. It's also been featured in the iTunes What's Hot category. Check us out in Mexico. You're going to hear us talking a lot about that event as we get closer and closer to it. We're going to be broadcasting live from that event, Jeff. I can't wait. Are you excited about that?
I can't wait. Are you kidding me? I'm freaking out.
You were drinking. It's going to be so dope. I can tell. Your excitement level is crazy.
I'm excited for y'all. I hope y'all have a good time.
I'm excited, man.
Yo, it's going to be dope. We're super excited, man. I can't wait for it. And we got a lot of big things planned, man. We got a really, really good group of guys here and a good group of good brothers, and we're excited. Dan, you definitely fall in that group, brother. You know I love you, and I appreciate you being on the program tonight, man. You are the man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, as are you.
I appreciate that. Dave, you're fucking always late, but we love you.
Word. At least you guys accept it now. Yeah, he's just gonna be here when he gets here.
I mean, we knew you were gonna do a run in here any minute, so we just we'll continue until Dave makes his run in.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw the smoke, I knew.
Yeah, he did see the smoke. All right, gentlemen, you guys hang tight in the line really quick. We'll do this outro. We're excited about it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on Plum Love Foods Live. Big shout out to Joe Deckelmeyer. Make sure you follow him at #Joe on Instagram. And remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves and whatever it takes.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.